Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, and police in Kaisfeld discovered weapons and ammunition yesterday afternoon while searching a property in connection with a missing person inquiry. A number of neighbouring homes were evacuated as a precaution and officers established a security cordon around the area. The special unit was called in. The missing person has since been found safe. Shortly before 10 p.m. last night, police confirmed there was no security risk to the public, though the cordon will remain in place until all suspicious items have been secured. A serious accident occurred this morning around 3:45 a.m. between Grevenmacher and Murtert. A car overturned, leaving one person injured. An ambulance and firefighters attended the scene. Rescue services have also reported three further injuries from three separate accidents yesterday evening, including two pedestrians. In Kirchberg, a pedestrian was struck just before 6 p.m, as was another on the main road between Findl and Neudorf. In other news, two National Guard soldiers have been shot and critically wounded near the White House. President Trump called it an act of terror by an Afghan man who arrived during the 2021 evacuations. Trump has halted all Afghan immigration processing. A devastating fire in a Hong Kong high-rise building has killed at least 44 people, with hundreds still missing. Police have arrested three men for gross negligence after flammable materials left during maintenance caused the blaze to spread out of control. Today was the US set deadline for Ukraine to sign a peace deal with Russia, though Washington now calls it flexible. President Zelensky says Ukraine is ready to advance on the revised proposal despite remaining differences. Meanwhile, EU chief Ursula von der Leyen has vowed that Europe will keep supporting Ukraine and pressurizing Russia until a, quote, just and lasting peace, calling the revised US plan a starting point. Pope Leo XIV begins his first overseas trip today, visiting Turkey and Lebanon over 6 days to promote Christian unity and urge peace in the Middle East. The trip is the first major international test for the US-born Pope elected in May. Moving to sports and in football, Liverpool suffered a 4-1 Champions League loss to PSV at Anfield, their ninth defeat in 12 games. Arsenal beat Bayern Munich 3-1 to take top spot in the table, while PSG defeated Tottenham 5-3 and Real Madrid edged Olympiacos 4-3. In the National Football Championship, two catch-up matches were played last night. League leaders FC Differdange surprisingly failed to beat Rodange, drawing 2-2. Racing beat Hesper 1-0. In the table, Differdange hold a 6-point lead over Bissen and Strassen. We're starting the day in a thick mist with zero chance of sunshine, but the mist will lift as the day progresses, giving way to clearer, though still grey skies. Expect some light afternoon drizzle and maybe even a chance of icy drizzle with highs of 1 to 3 degrees.